show.
He's a fag.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. Uh-huh. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. God damn it, they're fags.
Gay, but not too gay. What is he, a faggot?
Hey.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Well, that says it all.
Gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing at all. We are the show that loves all things gay.
Right.
And listen, don't believe this cat, George Clooney, who's getting all kinds of press now for coming out and saying that he's 20% gay.
Uh-huh.
He's stealing that from us.
We have been saying that before it was fashionable.
I hate to sound like Howard, we invented everything, but really, we did invent the fact that we copped to the fact that there was a percentage of us that is gay.
If a naked man that was very well endowed was to walk through this door right now, Don and I would both stare. We'd get every look we could if we thought other people weren't looking.
Well, Friday, for example.
Joe, come on in.
What do you mean?
When you asked me to pull down my pants.
Oh, that was different.
Like seeing an old man's ass is going to turn us on?
That was, I'm talking about an example. Hernandez from Idol. If Hernandez was to come over here,
we'd look at his penis.
If he looked like Dirk Diggler, we'd stare at him.
Or Mr. North?
Yeah. Oh, if Peter North came in here?
Or even last night on Family Guy. A baby penis.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No,
missed that.
I didn't see it.
The little baby wanted
Would
to
I have looked?
Well, no, they didn't show it.
Ah, but okay.
The little baby.
You looked at Bart Simpson.
The baby was talking to the dog, and the baby said, I'm going to go to school and be a cool guy at school, pretend I'm a cool guy. And he got to go to Anal Point. Which is a make-out part with a girl, and she took her bra off, she took her shirt off, and he pulled down his pants, and she laughed, and he said, I've been drinking water all day. This is as big as it gets.
And then she went, that the baby that's got that accent?
Yeah, then he goes back to school, and everybody said, oh, baby penis.
I am so not on the Family Guy party. I should watch that. Everybody tells me I should watch that show.
You really should.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Stewie the baby.
Right. Stewie the baby.
All right, so there's a website out there for gays, and now they did some research of the gayest people in America and came up with the top 10 gayest songs of all time.
Now, are these top 10 songs themselves, or are they based on the artists? Or because you did mention the Pet Shop Boys before we went to break.
SameSame.com has the 50 gayest songs.
Songs themselves.
The songs that are gayest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that didn't make it. Relax.
Oh, that's
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I'm very surprised. I would have thought that would have been on the list.
Not there. It made it at number 17.
Can I ask one of my favorites? Is We're Not Going to Take It by Twisted Sister? Is that on there?
Number 51, okay. Mike. Just missed.
Sorry.
Here we go. Number 10. Oops. Sorry.
Reset.
Well, I'm not going to pretend I didn't hear Dancing Queen.
It's on there somewhere.
Somewhere. It might be number one.
It might be.
Do you want to go from the top down now?
Well, this is totally my fault that I have the list in front of me that goes from 10 to 1, but the disc goes from 1 to 10.
Ah.
You understand?
I totally understand what
happened. It's my fault.
No, let's still take it from the bottom up. I think that's appropriate.
I like rape.
Number 10 on the gayest songs of all time. From Providence, Rhode Island, Alicia Bridges.
Please don't talk about love.
What's the title?
I love the nightlife.
I love the boogie.
I love the boogie.
On the dance floor, I want.
Right. Now, that doesn't strike me as all that gay.
These are just songs that gays like.
It's a fine dance song.
It always makes me think of Love at First Bite with George Hamilton.
Okay.
He dances. All right.
Number 9.
Now, that's kind of gay.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, I didn't think that was gay until Rob said, makes me think of George Hamilton.
Be proud.
Now I guess it's gay. That's number one at Dancing Queen.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9.
What are you looking at?
Strike a pose.
All right, I'm getting concerned here.
Gay and proud.
I love this song.
Oh, that's your game that's coming out,
buddy. Maybe it is, because I really do love this song.
Madonna. You know?
This song always makes me think of George Hamilton.
I have this video on my iPod.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
I like Madonna. I think this song
is a sexy song. This song, like,
no, this song cannot suck it off.
This is sexy.
From Dick Tracy.
But, I mean, it's sexy, like, with the girls and the dancing girls and all the pointed bras and all that stuff.
Goyles.
Well, then what'd you push it on me for? That's that you just, you gave me like a little,
It was nonverbal.
Come on.
I don't know.
It's sexy.
That's gay. That's why it's on the list. It's gay.
All right.
Number 8.
I hope you like one on the list.
I like all of them, by the way. Especially this one. Xanadu.
A place.
Right.
Nobody dared to
go. Olivia Newton-John, Xanadu. Gay and proud, pitching not catching.
You like this better than Vogue, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's so subjective.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know that, Mike O'Mara.
I understand.
You know that, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara. You don't talk to me like that, boy.
For sure.
Number 7. Heard of her, Kylie Minogue. Never heard the song Better, The Devil You Know.
No.
Certainly does sound gay already, though.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this.
In your place?
When we're doing poppers.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I've never heard of this in my life. No. Oh, I think it's very dramatic, though.
It's got that whole gay 80s Euro beat to it, doesn't it?
I'm coming out of the closet. I'm having my birthday party so they'll know that I'm gay.
Look at me.
A little techno flavor to it.
Yeah. I used to be in a flock of seagulls. All right.
That would strike me as like a Euro techno song that you would hear in a club.
10, 9, 8, 7, number 6. The Pet Shop Boys. But not the ones that you know. No. Like West End Girls. Or that beautiful Dusty Springfield song that they did.
Is this a different Pet Shop Boys?
Called Go West.
Another kind of techno song.
This is gayer than the other one.
I like them both.
Sure. I've got kind of a New Order thing to it. Where's my anal bead?
We will go our way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We will leave someday.
Aren't the Pet Shop Boys, I mean, and I know this sounds like so cliche, but aren't they seriously huge overseas? Aren't they very, very, a lot more popular overseas than they are here?
What part of them is huge? I don't know, Mike. I don't know. I think
I saw the Pet Shop Boys like doing a live concert on cable, and it was somewhere overseas, and they were, I mean, it was just an amazing stadium full of people.
The Village People cover.
Oh, is that what it's called? Right.
Remember the song Go West by the Village People?
Not really.
With George Hamilton?
No.
Well, anyway, it is.
Number 5. Again.
So there.
You know, now, I'm going to give you credit that you know that just because you're a musicologist. That you didn't know that because you liked it.
Oh, you know, I love all the Village People work. I spent 2 years as an Indian on a cruise ship.
Number 6. Again, please. By Kylie. 5. Number 5, I'm sorry. Again by Kylie Minogue.
I bet this is techno, too.
Your disco needs you. Gay.
You know what's great about this?
Powerful gay.
These are songs I've never even heard of. Yeah. So this must be like within gay clubs. These are popular.
Don't you go to your club after midnight, Mike? your joint?
That's the first one. Seriously, that's the first one on the list I don't like. I don't care for that song.
Wow. Let me see.
Don't like it.
Never play it again.
Number 4, I believe a bit cliched.
Oh, yeah.
But who am I to say? Written by Paul Schaefer. You know, 2 tons of fun. Weather Girls.
Oh, you got to love this.
It's raining number 3. Yeah. Hello there, baby.
Make it rain, Don. Make it rain.
Ah.
We're your weather girls. I have your forecast. It's going to be very stooly today.
Hi, we're your weather girls.
Good afternoon.
And have we got news for you.
No flat stools here, baby.
I seem to be detecting a slight bit of a fever. It's rising.
Working up. Here we go.
I just hate it when you stop that.
Number three.
All right. Number three.
It's one third personal anthem, okay? I fall. All those bastards out there.
First I was afraid. I was petrified. Thinking I couldn't live without you by my side.
You know,
not
a great
real,
anthem.
Not the real version, though, is it?
You know what? I accidentally dragged and dropped the wrong one. My apologies.
But that's like one of those cheap iTunes things if you can't get the rights to the real song.
K-Tel thing.
And after spending nights thinking how you did me wrong, I grew strong and I learned how to get along. Now you're back from outer space.
Right. Gloria Gaynor. God, that's an awful mix of that song.
Yeah, I got the right one.
You got the right one?
I do.
Like it'll
Thank
like
goodness.
It matters.
It's killing him. You know it's killing him. He's not happy with himself right now.
It's like you played the wrong record by the Village People.
You loaded it in there.
I'm
crazy.
And you know what? A great song, so overplayed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just destroyed.
Thank you. As I was saying.
Big difference, though.
Personal anthem.
First I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Anyway, that's number three.
Number three.
This is the runner-up. The runner-up.
But then I spent...
Oh, good. What would this one be?
I have never heard this song in my life.
I've never heard this song.
You know what I think? Young man, this would be great at a basketball game.
Why?
M. C. A. Don't you get it, Mike? You just said Y and you meant W-H-Y.
Oh,
and
I
understand.
Said
you think the letter Y.
All right.
Imagine you get the Laker girls out there, and as they sing YMCA, they make their bodies like acrobats to spell out YMCA.
I don't know. Well, if you made the Y, you could just flick your wrists open like this.
Right.
And just go, YMCA.
What is everybody?
Everybody knows that.
It's a gay anthem, but it is played at every sporting event known to mankind.
And everybody does it the way that Buzz does it.
Uh-huh.
It's the halfway, because you're like me, Buzz. You get the Y, and then the M. Not really sure about the M.
Not really into it.
You just
C, A. Uh-huh. Did I do it right?
Not really.
Here's the M.
Huh?
This is the M.
Oh, that's the M?
That
the
looks
M.
Like,
I thought the M was just
like
two
hang
shoulders. Down. And then the
C is out to the side.
Somebody give me a C.
And then A or A, whichever way you want to go.
Okay, so here we go. The number one gayest song of all time. According to whatever this website was.
Noted gay historian G. Gordon Liddy.
Same.com. Number one on your hearts and number one on the charts. And don't forget, anal sex. It gives you the farts.
Group ABBA.
I'm responsible for anal leaking.
Gay, but not too gay.
Now, is that the top 10 out of a list of 50?
Yep, out of 50.
All right.
It would be nice to have all 50. We've only got the 10.
Okay, very good. That's
all we got. Although Rob, because he...
Relax should be on there, I would think.
Rob's a good guy and always likes pointing out when I'm incredibly wrong.
Yeah.
Cynthia Nixon, who I still maintain, I would do. The redhead.
I thought you'd pulled off of that. I thought you said you're no longer in that group.
Yeah, but the redhead from Sex and the City that went gay. Yeah, I know. Anyway, Rob loves pulling out the picture of her with her with her girlfriend,
uh-huh.
Her man girlfriend. We'll put that on the front page of our website at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Thank you.
Which will have a link.
Wow.
Can we link that to the 50 gayest songs of all time?
I believe we can.
Uh-huh. There you go. So go ahead, fellas.
She looks good.
The laugh's on you.
I bet they missed each other while she was shooting that Sex and the City movie.
Cynthia Nixon's girlfriend, seriously, and I'm not even looking at the picture right now, Mike.
Looks like Tim Russert when he was a boy.
True. I think it looks like Corky from Life Goes On.
Well, it looks like they're going to have, if they were to somehow mix their genes and all that, they'd have a redhead baby. Because they're both little right. carrot tops, both of them. Look mm-hmm. at that. Isn't that adorable?
Anyway, I still think she's rather hot. You know, the one that no one else liked from Sex and the City?
I tell you, I saw a picture of Sarah Jessica Parker today on the internet. Internet!
Yeah.
And she looked a little long in the tooth, actually.
Yeah. I think so.
Little too much Broderick, as far as I'm concerned.
Seabiscuit, that's her new name.
I still, the black-haired one is the one who I would do more than any other.
Kristen Davis.
Kristen Davis.
Yeah. I don't know. I might go with a slutty one first, though.
Kim Cattrall?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's strong so. Also.
That's my very strong.
If I was really going to line them up and seriously do them, mm-hmm. it would be Kim Cattrall first.
Okay.
Then I'd do Cynthia Nixon. Then I'd do the nice girl, and then I'd do the horse face last.
I would
you?
Do Kirsten Davis and then Chris Noth. Big.
That's fair. Nice.
Mr.
Big.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Big.
Absolutely. And then Mikhail Baryshnikov right after that.
What if you could get Cattrall back in her mannequin
day? Oh, she was very strong back then.
Mannequin.
Very nice.
Very
with
good.
Andrew McCarthy.
Exactly.
Okay, for either of you, what? And don't just say Mannequin 2. What was the title of Mannequin 2? Go. Oh. I believe it was Man on the Move. Is it not?
You must be right.
Did Andrew McCarthy star in Mannequin 2?
I don't even know. I've seen it come up on the guide so many times. I think it's Mannequin 2, Man on the Move. And speaking of Mannequin, you are just staring at her man-girlfriend.
I am fascinated with her man-girlfriend. She's a very interesting-looking lady.
She's more mannish than Ellen, isn't she?
No, tons more mannish than Ellen.
Right.
Absolutely.
Mannequin 2, On the Move.
On the Move!
With Christy Swanson, William Ragsdale, Mayshock Taylor, Terry Kaiser, Stuart Pankin, and Cynthia Harris. It's called an inept sequel.
Obviously, nobody signed up for that one.
No.
Obviously.
The tour de force that was the original.
No, Mayshock Taylor is from the original. He was the over-the-top gay designer.
Okay.
Love the Village People and George Hamilton.
Who remembers that? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Rob does.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, what's happening?
Yeah, what number is in the Navy and or Macho Man?
Yeah, there were several Village People classics. They should be on the list.
We'll have a link on our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. How about ye?
I'm doing good. I headed back to the shop, getting off of work. Listen, Mike, I wanted to tell you about Family Guy. If you've never seen it, one thing you really have to check out is on YouTube. Type in Drunk Stewie, and I think that'll get you watching the show.
Okay. All right. Too many people. I'm going to watch it anyway because too many people have told me I need to. And that's for years. And I just must be the time that it's on. I'm never around the TV when that's on.
Hey, you know why? Because it normally was on against either football or The Sopranos. There
right.
was always something good on, like right. Sunday night at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, nobody asked Buzz which side of the orgy he likes to sleep on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The middle.
We didn't ask.
Because we knew that answer,
we'll
the middle.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.